It's Thursday and time for your letters. Eva Whitley writes from Uniontown, Maryland. I almost ran my car off the road. I was so angry at the Rotarians profiled in your story. This was our story last night from St. Charles, Missouri, on people's thoughts about a possible war with Iraq.
Ms. Whitley continues, how dare that one gentleman excuse away the likely invasion of Iraq by saying I think folks have forgotten 9/11. Waiting to gather all the facts about Iraq and their weapons and enlisting other nations to join us, if in fact an invasion is warranted, is not the same thing as forgetting one of the most horrific events of my lifetime.
Patricia Riggs writes from Falls Church, Virginia. During this afternoon's All Things Considered, I heard two back-to-back news segments, seemingly unrelated, but ironic in their connection. The first was about the Bush administration's plans to award contracts worth billions to U.S. companies for the rebuilding of Iraq. The second was about the elimination of a bookmobile to shut-ins due to budget cuts a library system was forced to make. What's wrong with this picture?
Ms. Riggs continues, our federal government is willing to spend billions to rebuild overseas, yet here at home, so little federal assistance can be provided to our states and localities that they have to resort to snatching books from the elderly? No doubt Iraq's schools, housing, and infrastructure will need to be rebuilt. America could also use some of the same.
Our conversation about an effort in Chicago to grant landmark status to Wrigley Field drew this response from Richard Craig in Greensboro, North Carolina. On April 7th, he writes, I will be at Wrigley Field for the Cubs' home opener for the 16th time in 17 years. I truly enjoy being at the ballpark, coming to the neighborhood, and connecting with a time gone by, if only for a few hours. However, no ballpark that has thousands of obstructed view seats is a fabulous venue in which to watch a ballgame. The representative from the city of Chicago, who made the claim that the ballpark needs to be preserved, is only ensuring that Major League Baseball will no longer be played at the corner of Clark and Addison after the current lease runs out after the 2008 season.
Lots of mail this week about our story on Capitol Hill cafeterias changing French fries to freedom fries. Amelia James writes from Chicago, how about stupid fries or stupid toast? Or how about renaming that thing we do most years on the first Tuesday in November as the day we choose stupid right-wing ideologues to make stupid decisions?
And Bill Earls adds from Middletown, Connecticut, when I heard that the Capitol cafeteria had renamed French fries Freedom Fries, I showed my support of reason, intelligence, and common sense. I bought a few bottles of French wine, I may buy some French cheese, and plan another vacation in France. I don't know who these morons in Congress think they speak for, but it sure as hell isn't me.
Finally, on our story about Chef Bobo, who cooks tasty food for students at the Calhoun School in New York City, Benjamin Allen of Denver writes this, why do you suppose that I care to hear about how rich kids at an elite private school are pampered? Will you soon be airing stories on how well rich kids dress and how they have fancy designer clothing? The fact that those with means have more and better options for what they eat is not newsworthy.
But many more of you were hungering for Chef Bobo's recipe for rutabaga fries, a school favorite, and we're happy to oblige. Here it is.
Peel the rutabagas, then slice them into a French fry shape. Toss them in corn oil or canola oil. Salt and pepper generously. Next, spread them on a sheet pan that has been lined with parchment paper or aluminum foil. Put them in a 425-degree oven and roast until golden brown and cooked all the way through.
Chef Bobo cautions, rutabagas and other root vegetables have more sugars in them than Idaho or russet potatoes and thus tend to caramelize faster. So when cooking the rutabaga fries, watch them carefully. If they tend to get too dark too fast, turn the oven down to about 375 or 400.
Thanks to all of you for writing. Our address is letters@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.